here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Stella Gibbons, London, 1902. She wrote a parody of romance novels that became her first and most famous novel, Cold Comfort Farm, came out in 1932. It's the birthday of the poet W.D. Snodgrass, Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania, 1926. He studied writing at the University of Iowa. He said, "I wanted to write plays, but my plays were lousy. The only way they could have gotten worse was for me to do what my teacher was telling me." His first book of poems was Heart's Needle, 1959, dealt with the pain of his divorce, the loss of his daughter through the breakup. He showed his poems first to his teacher, Robert Lowell, who said, "You've got a brain, you can't write this kind of tear-jerking stuff." But Lowell later changed his mind about that. It's the birthday of the author Ngugi Wa Thiong'o, born James Ngugi in Limuru, Kenya, in 1938. In 1964, he published the first East African novel written in English, Weep Not, Child, based on his family's troubles during the Mau Mau uprising. There followed two other novels, The River Between and A Grain of Wheat, and around that time, he renounced any ties to the old colonial days and changed his name to reflect his Kikuyu heritage and became Ngugi Wa Thiong'o. And he stopped writing in English. He wrote a political play, was sent to prison for it in 1977, and while he was in prison, he wrote Devil on the Cross, the first novel in the Kikuyu language. Wrote it on toilet paper because he was denied writing paper. His most recent book, Dreams in a Time of War, a memoir of his childhood. And it's the birthday of Umberto Eco, born in the Piedmont region of Italy, 1932, philosopher, medievalist, and best-selling novelist. His book, The Name of the Rose, was a big bestseller in 1983, as was Foucault's Pendulum. Eco once explained his productivity, saying, "There's a lot of space between atom and electron and electron. And if we reduce the matter of the universe by eliminating all the space in between, the entire universe would be compressed into a ball. Our lives are full of interstices. I can work in the toilet, in the train. While swimming, I produce a lot of things, especially in the sea, less so in the bathtub, but there too." Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, entitled Shoulders. A man crosses the street in rain, stepping gently, looking two times north and south, because his son is asleep on his shoulder. No car must splash him, no car drive too near to his shadow. This man carries the world's most sensitive cargo, but he's not marked. Nowhere does his jacket say fragile, handle with care. His ear fills up with breathing. He hears the hum of a boy's dream deep inside him. We're not going to be able to live in this world if we're not willing to do what he's doing with one another. The road will only be wide. The rain will never stop falling. Shoulders, a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye, from Red Suitcase, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.